The Chiefs make their own history, B.J. Kissel, because they tie the most points ever scored in the International Series, and they're the first AFC West team to win here. It looked like shades of 2013, special teams, turnovers, and Alex Smith thought he was back at Utah.
It was shades of 2004, Alex Smith back at Utah, the way that he was running the football early in that game. Finished with 78 yards on 5 carries, but the 49-yard scamper, I mean, as soon as he left the pocket, it looked like he was going to go 10 or 15 yards, but put on the afterburners, went 49 yards down the field. A couple plays later, ran it in from 12 yards. He looked like the Alex Smith of the Utah Utes, exactly right.
He was running away from people. He was running away from linebackers and DBs when he took off on that 49-yarder. It was the most yards rushed for by a Chiefs quarterback in the history of this franchise going back to 1960. Now let's pick up the second part of the 2013 revisit, and that was takeaways.
Yep.
This is not 2 weeks in a row, plus three last week. This week, six sacks, but the two interceptions, what'd you see there?
I saw a lot, and those two interceptions ended up with 10 points, and that ended up being a difference. We knew coming into this game, the Lions led the NFL in giveaways. They turned it over 18 times coming in. You knew Matt Stafford was going to give you a couple opportunities, but I love the team defense aspect of both those interceptions. The Sean Smith interception, that was Tom Ali getting the move that he put on the left tackle to get free, to cause the pressure, cause Stafford to move his feet, throw it off balance, which allowed Sean Smith to pick that off. And the other one, a deflected pass, Ron Parker deflecting it up into the air and letting his teammate come and pick it off, and Justin Houston. It was just an amazing set of plays that really turned the game in the Chiefs' favor.
Might have been Sean Smith's best game. His play on Megatron on the fly pattern on Calvin Johnson and knock it down was big time Pro Bowl play. Before we go to studio, I want to ask you, though, about if there is one thing that has turned this season around, it has been third down conversions. We talked about it. The first five games of the year was abysmal. Let's be honest. They were last in the league. 7 out of 11 in this game. What's the difference in these third down conversions?
I think it's just executing on the first couple of downs and putting themselves in situation to be pretty good. And when you control the line of scrimmage and you run the ball like they have the last couple of weeks, 110 yards last week from Sharkhandrick West, 97 yards plus all the rushes from Alex Smith and escaping the pocket, you're going to be good on third down. Travis Kelce also had a lot to do with that. He's pretty good.